Namaste and thank you for inviting me here. I have great memories of this institution, the Arya Samaj, for many reasons. I'll come to my personal family history in a moment, but I want to first tell you that Amar Eri, who is no more unfortunately, hosted me here many times. I in fact stayed with him in his home. He took me around, he was really a good friend. And one of the things that brought us close together is that his teacher in school, his favorite teacher in school was my grandfather, who was head of the Arya Samaj. So when he heard that I was born in Ludhiana, he said, well, you know, I went to school there. I said, well, I was born in the house of the headmaster of the Arya Samaj school. And he said, oh, I studied there. So then I told him my grandfather was Dilip Chandhir. He said, oh, he was a great figure. He helped me. He made this, this, this. So we became very close. So my mother's father from that side was head of the Arya Samaj. So we practiced. She passed away recently at the age of 95 and adopted the Arya Samaj Mandir in the back of our house in Delhi. So that's one side of the Arya Samaj importance to me. The other side is from my father's side. Mahatma Hansraj actually is a relative from my father's side, Mahatma Hansraj. And my father's sister was married into Mahatma Hansraj's family. And a very important role he played. In fact, my father and mother were, the marriage was arranged between them because their fathers, both in the Arya Samaj, were friends. And my mother's father was at one point the examiner in Punjab for the Arya Samaj schools. He had to go to different schools and check them out for quality control. And so in one of the, whenever he would go to Ropar, he would stay in the house of my father's father. So that's how the two men met, my two grandfathers, they met because of the Arya Samaj connection. And then one day they decided that maybe their son, this one's son and this one's daughter should get married. That's how my parents got married. So I have a lot to say about Arya Samaj as a family person. And I'm deeply honored to be invited here. Every single time I'm invited, I feel that I've come home because the Arya Samajis are very solid people, very rock solid people. This is Hindu Heritage Month. Let us have gratitude towards those people like the Arya Samaj as one of the pillars that started the revolution to reclaim our heritage. In a sense, we are continuing. Because they felt that the foreign colonizers had taken over the language and the education system. And there wasn't a Hindu education system left because they had destroyed it. So it was important to revive that. And the Arya Samaj led the revival of the Hindu education system in Punjab and then in many other places. The medical college that they started became a very important medical college, and various other professional colleges, so that Hindus could get education in our own institutions. Arya Samaj had a lot to do with that. One thing that many people don't know is that Arya Samaj started the Punjab National Bank. And my relatives were involved in the founding of the Punjab National Bank. And it was started because they realized that you need your own financial system. You need to not go to some other people's bank to get a loan or get money or have an account. And then they treat you as a third-rate people. And so there was no such thing as a chamber of commerce kind of a thing. The bank played that role. The bank was the network of people with money and doing financial transactions. And only if we take the Hindu buying power and we take the financial assets and consolidate them, then we can have value and we have clout and power. That's how the Punjab National Bank was started. And so many of my uncles worked, both sides, worked in the Punjab National Bank. When I was raised, I used to go here and there for a holiday and there would be some Punjab National Bank here or there where some uncle of mine worked. So what was this? This is another Zoom? Huh? Yeah, Zoom se aa raha hai. We are being heard from Mars or somewhere else, right? Okay, that's very good. So I'll conclude by saying that as we celebrate Hindu Heritage Month, we should also remember the pioneers who started this kind of a revolution, and it's our job to take it forward and turn the baton over to others who are even younger, who will take it beyond us. Namaste to all of you. Jai Hind.